WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway train, thoughts barreling past faster than you can catch them? We all get there sometimes. But the good news is, there are ways to jump off that mental roller coaster and find some peace. Today, we're diving into grounding techniques, simple yet powerful tools to bring you back to the present moment when anxiety starts to creep in. Think of it like this. Your mind's constantly buzzing, right? It's replaying past events, worrying about the future, or just getting lost in a whirlwind of thoughts. Grounding techniques are like anchors, pulling you back to reality and helping you feel more centered. They might seem basic, but trust me, they work wonders. First up, let's talk about focusing on your senses. This is all about engaging your five senses: sight, smell, touch, taste, and sound. Think about the colors around you, the scent of your coffee, the feel of your feet on the floor. Take a sip of water and savor its coolness. Listen to the sounds in your environment: birds chirping, cars passing by, even the hum of your refrigerator. By focusing on these sensory details, you shift your attention away from anxious thoughts and into the present moment. Next up, try deep breathing exercises. Ever notice how your breath changes when you're stressed? It gets shallow and quick. Deep breathing is a fantastic way to calm your nervous system. Inhale slowly through your nose, filling your lungs completely. Hold it for a few seconds, then exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat this several times. It sounds simple, but it's incredibly effective. Another powerful technique is physical activity. It doesn't have to be anything intense. Even a short walk can make a difference. When anxiety hits, try getting up and moving. Go for a brisk stroll around the block, do some stretching, or dance to your favorite song. Physical activity releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that help reduce stress and boost your mood. Let's talk about mindfulness meditation. Now, I know what you might be thinking: meditation? That sounds too zen for me. But trust me, it's not about sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop chanting mantras. It's simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. There are tons of great apps and guided meditations online that can help get you started. Even just a few minutes of daily mindfulness practice can make a huge difference in managing anxiety. Finally, remember to connect with others. Social interaction is crucial for our well-being. Talking to a trusted friend or family member about how you're feeling can be incredibly helpful. It reminds you that you're not alone and offers support during tough times. Okay, let me tell you a quick story. Remember that time you were running late for an important meeting? Your heart was racing, your palms were sweating, and you just felt overwhelmed. You probably tried to breathe deeply, right? Maybe you even found yourself fidgeting or pacing back and forth. Those are grounding techniques in action. Even without realizing it, you were using these strategies to manage the anxiety of that stressful situation. So, remember, guys, anxiety is a normal human experience. But with the right tools, we can learn to navigate it effectively. Today's episode has given us 5 key takeaways. Engage your senses, practice deep breathing exercises, get moving, try mindfulness meditation, and don't be afraid to connect with others. Let these techniques become your go-to strategies for managing anxiety. You've got this. And remember, if you find yourself struggling, reach out for support. There are people who care about you and want to help. Now, I want to hear from you. What grounding technique resonates with you the most? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic for daily doses of calm, control, and courage. Until next time, stay strong, stay grounded, and remember, peace is always within reach.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.